AG1.
What's up? I'm here to talk to you about AG1 Athletic Greens again. You know, it's important to me that the supplements I take are high quality, and that's why I've been taking AG1 for, what is it now, 4 years, 3.5 years or something like that? The thing I like about it is it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their fields. So you know it ain't BS, it's AG. They are the real deal. I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't a buzzword. They really push hard. Expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, rigorous testing. They got it all. At each step of the process, AG1 is going above and beyond. Now, what I like about them, first of all, you can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's an NSF certified for sport, which is like a rigorous, independent quality. They've tested for over 950 contaminants, banned substances. The industry standard apparently is only testing for 10. Dude, it's 95 times as rigorous. And it's not complicated. It's so simple. It's just replacing health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, in just one simple scoop. It takes 60 seconds. You don't have to swallow a bunch of pills on an empty stomach. Boom. And as I always say, you get a little bit of water in there too. Get that day started. So with the water, and then for me, the prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support is probably the most important ingredient. I eat a pretty varied diet, so I get my nutrition from a lot of places, but I got to eat more fermented foods. But AG1 lets me have this prebiotics and probiotics first thing in the morning. Take care of my digestive enzymes, which if you're a listener of the podcast, you know I need help with. All right. Look, I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. I chug down an AG1 maybe within 10 minutes of getting out of bed. It's the way I start my day every day, even on the road. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/mighty. That's DRINKAG, the number one, .com/MIGHTY. drinkag1.com/mighty.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. Not just any episode, but the 100th episode. The 100th episode. I've done 100 of these fucking episodes, and you guys are still listening. That's over 100 hours of fucking microaggressions. I don't know how you guys do it. Guys, let's get into the real intro here. Welcome back to the 100th episode of High and Mighty. I'm your host. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy. 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 Boy. Joining me, as always, in the High and Mighty studio is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, shout out. Nada. And also joining me is my guest, the one, the only, not a writer, but great with words. Not a comedian, but very funny. Not an actor, but a fucking amazing liar. My guest, my wife, Tiffany Gabrus.
What's up, shitheads?
What's up, shitheads? Talk as close to that mic as you can.
Sorry.
So if you want to pick it up out of that, you can. Guys, this is the one time I could boss Tiffany around, so I'm going to be into
it. Enjoy it for the next hour.
Oh, boy. This. Tiffany, this is so terrifying to both of us. We both admitted we just had what we call a porch session at our house, which is because we live in an apartment. I'll give you the exact address, creeps. No. We hang out on our porch, despite living in an apartment that shares a porch. We hang out there and we drink and we smoke weed. And well, I smoke weed and we drink, or you drink.
I drink.
Well, yeah, you drink.
A lot.
Yeah.
Too much.
Way too much. But we'll talk about that with our therapist, not with our listeners. And you were saying out there that you're a little nervous.
Yeah, I don't speak professionally. You guys are so
you don't mean like speak
you guys,
like a professional.
You and Arthur, the two of you are professional speakers. No, I listen to the podcast and everyone's so amazing and they know what they're talking about and I'm clueless half the time.
I will say you are amazing. But I cannot say you know what you're talking about.
No, and like I'm
almost ever.
I know, and I'm to focus and actually pay attention and listen to what you're saying right now, so I know I can that, respond.
I didn't want to have you on because I did not want you to go mad with power. Like I was worried it would upset the power dynamic because now this is my world that you're coming in rather than your world that we all, the rest of Earth lives in, where the rules are different. But I also like the idea of you have to have a real conversation with me.
Well, I know I'm like a hostage right now.
Although, I got to tell you to shut your phone off, which is such a little husband win.
I hated it.
I know.
I'm like shaking right now. I'm like, I can't check my phone. I don't understand.
I can't just look at Instagram.
But I've been wanting to come on. I felt like I really had to wear you down. I mean, it took 99 episodes for you to finally say yes.
I was saving you for something special.
That's what it is.
It was the 100th episode, the final episode of High and Mighty. Because you're going to fucking kill me.
It's like the final night of our marriage. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fucking great. But let me directly quote you on this is an exact conversation between me and Tiff. Hey, babe, my 100th episode's coming up and I really want to do something special. What do you think I should do? Have your wife on, you fucking idiot, was your direct quote.
I said that?
Yep.
I definitely said that.
Yeah, you definitely did. You know how I know you said that? Because I remember things you say to me.
Because you pay attention.
Because I pay attention.
You're a better person.
That doesn't make me a better person.
No, everything's a competition. You're a better person. It's
no,
fine.
Everything's a competition to you. Okay.
I am so competitive. Yeah,
I know. You're trying to win my podcast. Guys, Tiffany Gabris is blessing us with her presence. So what I did was on the last episode and on Twitter and Facebook is I asked friends and fans and listeners to hit me up with questions that they would want to ask you about me. Because I'm still narcissistic to the level that this has got to be about me.
No comment.
Oh, you can have comments. This is the place to do it. We did set some ground rules. One of them was you can't like objectively hurt my feelings.
Which is going to be really hard because you're super sensitive.
And see, you already hurt my feelings with that shit.
Like, there's no good end to this. Like,
no,
I'm gonna,
that's the reason I didn't want to do this.
Yeah.
Is because like we were getting edgy with each other. Oh, Jesus Christ. Arthur, it's fine. It was this. It's fine. That was Arthur. That's why he's a nearly silent co-host. Chill out, bud. Come on. Go lay with mom. For fuck's sake. Use your separation anxiety for good. So, Tiff, as someone who says she listens to the podcast, you know how most of these episodes start?
Yes.
With the roasts.
Oh, yeah, right. not with you obnoxiously saying, number one, fuck boy. Fuck
number
boy.
One, fuck boy. If we don't say, we say boy to boy. Chicho, too. I was just, we use that in the house. Fuck boy. We're going to read some reviews. So as always, I ask my listeners to rate me 5 stars and then roast me in the comments. So here we go. Here are some 5-star reviews that you guys roast me in. All right. This is by C. Sherman 2197, and it is Fat Man Tries to Be Funny. Already so original. If you're 13 and you want to be a rebel and listen to an obese Jew chew into a microphone while his friends sit there and be polite, then this is the perfect podcast for you. One listen and you will need to immediately turn it off because the majority of the episodes are either host Joe Goobgross laughing at himself or two bears having sex. It's really hard to tell. He gets out of bed reading these reviews, which is depressing for his doctor, lungs, and family. Wow.
Did he say you're a Jew because you're from Long Island? What?
He said I was a Jew because he knew that was the meanest thing you could say about someone.
He knew it was going to hurt you like right to the core.
I'm not. Imagine that's the only thing I'm not a Jew. What the fuck? Come on, guys. Take these roasts seriously. I'm not a goddamn Jew. Thank you, sponsors. No, babe. I love the Jews.
I know. You're honorary being from Long Island.
I'm a fucking Long Island Jew.
That's right.
All right. This is Oh, shit. This review is from My Gyro the Zero, and it's called a raw deal. Okay, so the, like I said, we had a porch session before we got on. So you had some tequila, and I may have smoked a palm leaf blunt of Blue Dream, baby. I'm high. She's mighty. Okay, this is from My Gyro the Zero. It's called The Raw Deal. And the review is, an odd mix of alt-right tweets and downvoted bodybuilding.com forum posts read from inside a mall food court. 5 out of 5, never miss an episode. Wait, hold on. This is my favorite review I've ever had.
When was the last time you ate in a mall court?
What?
Like the mall. Like, when was the last time you ate in a food court at a mall?
I don't know. Not in a long time.
Does that make you sad?
What? That I haven't been to one in a while? That I haven't had free bourbon chicken from
Wok City?
Yeah, like
you can get a little sample or like some bullshit pizza.
Yes, Tiff. It makes me sad that I haven't been to a... No, it would be sadder if I had been to a mall food court recently, I think.
Yeah, okay.
What am I doing in a mall? It's shitty. I'm returning a gift that someone gave me. It's
the Beverly Center's amazing.
The Beverly Center is stressful as fuck. It's everything so far and constantly under construction.
Goddamn nightmare.
Babe, let's break down this review. An odd mix of alt-right tweets and downvoted bodybuilding.com forum posts. Tell me that's not a funny blend right
it's
there.
Funny. It's one of the smarter ones. I feel like sometimes they're really mean. Sometimes they're accurate.
Yeah, well, those sometimes overlap big time.
Yeah. And when they're accurate, it's like, it hurts more.
It hurts. Of course it hurts more when someone says something that's truthfully negative about you. Oh, God. All right. Hey, we have a lot to get through today. So that's just two reviews. As always, rate me 5 stars, roast me in the comments. Now we're going to move on to questions for Tiff. Here, let's just start off with this. Do you have anything you want to say to the shitheads, to the listeners of High and Mighty that... you know, like, you, as someone who, like, is there anything you want to come out here and say, like, that either, like, bursts my bubble or explains something about me? Do you have anything that, like, you finally have the attention of all my listeners? What do you want to tell them? Remember, and you got to talk into that microphone.
Yeah, no, I know. That was me taking a breath and thinking. No, I'm excited to be here. I was really hoping we were going to talk about, I don't know, like, a common topic, and now it's like I'm in the hot seat. I'm gonna get questions. I have a shit memory.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna
have
to get things, you know.
Oh, you were more hoping we could sit down and talk about like my so-called life or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were doing tonight. That's not what we're doing.
No, are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay, I was like, babe, you have to listen to some episodes. I've been talking about this.
No, I think this is going to be a really interesting episode for people because it's me, the person that probably has known you the longest that's been on the podcast and the most intimately, maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yes, the longest, not the most intimate.
Not yeah, Rogers.
Not with Rogers on. No,
I think people will come to find out things about you that they're surprised about. They might not realize how sensitive you are.
Okay, that's what you want. So that's your thesis here.
Maybe
it's already come up a couple of times. You want to get it out that I'm sensitive.
Yeah,
I think people. That's,
but not like in a sweet way.
Wow,
I know. Right?
But I'm also sensitive in a sweet way.
So sweet. Yes. Yes. 100%.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so fucking mean to me. I'm so hurt right now. I told you. All right. Cut this. It's off. Welcome back, Lauren Lapkus. No. Yeah, no, I'm sensitive in an annoying way.
Yeah, it's like a needy, childlike way.
Yeah. And I think we've fallen into that dynamic because you are like an overbearing mother.
Yeah, I'm like super aggressive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've fallen into a dynamic where my only defense is to go like, oh.
Yeah, you just like curl up mentally like in the fetal position. Yeah. And
also the other thing is like you're like Kim Jong-un in that. If I can't really argue with you because you will use the nuclear option.
Yeah, I will. That's the thing.
That's why I can't really fight with you. I can't argue with you because you're Tecumseh Sherman. You're never going to lose. You're going to just go down swinging and take everything down with you.
Yes, but that's from years of training and dealing with you.
Like, talk into the microphone. I have not
always been that way. That's from years of you being relentless and you're coming at me with like a 3 or a 4 and I just have to come out with like an 11 just to get you to shut the fuck up. Like I can't let you just keep going.
Okay.
It's exhausting.
It must be exhausting to pretend to listen to someone so often.
I know. Look at me.
I know.
I look exhausted because I am.
All right. Well, let's move on to hopefully something a little more fun for me. Okay. Let's get into some questions we have. Let's go with the Facebook questions because those are people that know us a little more. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of questions came in.
Well, here's my question for you.
You already have so many questions. You've already changed the rules of this podcast. Questions for Tiff. Hashtag questions for Tiff. You are already saying you have a question from Tiff.
Okay, is this organized at all? Like, have you gone through them, read them, seen what you
what
like?
What do you think?
No prep work. No, that'd be too much. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm not doing this podcast because I need more things to do. I'm doing this podcast because I want to do fun shit. Okay. Let me go back a little bit. All right. Here we go.
What's happening?
I have tons and tons of at replies. It's so hard.
That's why you should have been organized.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I definitely should have. I don't know what's happening. Okay, here we go. I'm just finding all new tweets. It's okay.
This is like so amusing for everyone that's listening right now, I'm sure.
Okay, we'll start with a lot of people want to know stuff like, when did I upset you the most? But then most of them were like backhanded roast questions where the question was something to the effect of like, would you rather his dick get bigger or he lose weight? Like, what's it like being
pinned? Well, wait, do I get to answer that?
No, I don't. No one wants to answer that.
I want that one.
Wait, hold on. There's just a random tweet in here somewhere. I'm sorry to blow this guy's spot up, but his name is John Rigatoni, and it says, "Hey, dude, I'm super fucked up, and I look up to you a lot. How do you feel about this Long Island violence in the news?"
Weren't these supposed to be questions for me?
I know, but I just randomly saw that, and I was like,
"No, I know. It
just
it goes back to you."
Yeah, well, that's important. it's really hard. Okay, here we go. This is from at Waffle Cut. What's something you know about Gabrus that he doesn't know about himself?
What? How high is that person?
I don't know. I'm pretty high, so that question made perfect sense.
Did it make sense to you?
No, it didn't make sense.
Next.
No, I guess that would say like I'm something sensitive.
I don't think there is anything because we've been together for so long and we're so brutally honest with each other.
Yeah, that you've made me self-aware about everything.
Everything. About you are so self-conscious. Maybe that's one of them that people don't know.
Is that I'm actually self-conscious?
You really know you are, but you're aware of that. Are you not?
I would have to be self-conscious to be self-conscious of my self-conscious.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Maybe there is one.
My nose is bleeding. here's another kind of questions that I got a bunch. How many chicken nuggets can Tiffany eat, or some variation of an inside joke of a podcast that I was on already? Like, people were just like, oh, ask her if she knows how to get to Gino's house. And it's like, do you people understand how fucking reality
works?
Yeah,
life works.
Yeah, they're just like, I have a question for her. It's an inside joke. And it's like, all right, you're one of the 50 people.
Well,
I guess I should not complain. These are fans who are...
But don't you think most people that listen to this listen to Doughboy, so they'll know about...
The only... Like, that's what I'm saying. These jokes that they're making are like, because they know I was on the Doughboys.
Right.
Or it's a reference to my Comedy Bang Bang character.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But that makes sense.
Yeah, but why would they be questions for you? That makes no sense, is what I'm saying.
Because I actually know, so I can participate.
What do you know about the Doughboys and Comedy Bang Bang?
Well, I know that Mitch really likes Ash versus Evil Dead.
Okay, we're not talking...
Plug.
Get out of here. There's a plug section at the end of the podcast, and I was debating about whether or not to give you one.
No, I've listened. Those guys are great, and you were destroyed for... days, like maybe even a full week after the power hour.
I think I'm
chicken
still
nuggets.
Fucked up from the McDonald's.
Yeah, you've been, I don't know if everyone knows this, but John's been really good about his eating and exercising. And by exercising, I mean playing Diablo, whatever shit he plays in the computer.
Heroes
and,
of the Storm.
Oh, sorry. And then lifting weights in between. And that counts as exercise in
okay,
this house.
Okay, now this is new info to a lot of listeners.
Oh, they don't know?
I don't think they know this. So let's get into it because now my secret's out there.
No,
one of the things I've been doing lately for exercise is getting high and then playing Heroes of the Storm. And a function of that game in Heroes of the Storm is if you die, you can't play for 60 seconds. So whenever I die in the 60 seconds or during a load screen, I'm banging out some dumbbells routines. And not dumbbells, the fellow podcast, the Eugene and Stanger podcast, but 240-pound dumbbells, and I do thrusters and deadlift and shrugs and curls and press, and I work out high while my video game loads, and then jump back.
And has this like complete panic if something has to get done before that 60 seconds comes up. Like, I'm like, hey, can you help out? Can you just like, it's like, oh, wait, I just, God, I can't die. And I'm like, dude, like, it's going to be okay. It's a video game on your computer.
But it's a team video game, and I can't let down my team. It's, no, the game has really, one of the things that it hooks people on is because it is one of those games that is like an e-sport that became an e-sport, like League of Legends, like competitive video games. And one of the things is because it triggers some sort of competition thing in you, mm-hmm. where if you're a competitive person, like I'm more angry. The game can really ruin a day for me. If that's why I can't play it early in the day.
Okay, that's a problem. If a video game is going to ruin your day,
say you really like volleyball. If you went out and played volleyball one day and you played awful at Walmart,
I was 18, but we're grown-ups. And when your video game can destroy your day, and I like,
what if you were all right? You love cooking. What if you tried to make a meal and it didn't come out well? And you, would you be bummed about that?
Am I cooking for myself or for other people?
You're cooking for a competition.
Yeah, exactly. Really upset.
When you can't do something well, it's stressful.
Yeah.
And that's why, that's what I mean by it'll ruin my day.
Okay.
I need you to be more sensitive.
Supportive.
Yeah,
oh.
Well, supportive, yeah. That goes without saying. No, you are the most supportive person in my life, but that's mostly by design of how little I'm supported by anyone else.
By default.
By my family.
Just have to be.
Your family's a bunch of monsters. We can talk shit about my family on this podcast.
Oh, we can't, because they don't fucking listen. Fuck you, Joanne. Fuck you, Justin. Jason, you're my favorite.
Don't give out first names.
Well, I'm not giving out last names.
Well, because they know them. That's what I'm saying. Now everyone knows my whole family's name. Here's my brother's zip code. Hold on. Okay. What's the one? Oh, this is from @KidLatDaKilla.
Mm-hmm. Do you know these people?
No.
Okay.
It's Twitter, baby.
Well, I know, but maybe there's a lot of people that tweet at you a lot, yeah. And they're familiar.
What's the one thing that John does that never fails to make you smile?
Oh, there's so many things. I think one of my favorite things, and this is so corny, so I'm sorry, everyone, but I get up every day and go to a normal job every day.
I love that you're like, this is going to sound so sweet, but I have to wake up every fucking day and go to work while this lub sleeps.
I'm not bitter at all by someone that gets upset about a video game that ruined his day when I'm dealing with endless amounts of garbage at work. It's fine. I'm happy. This is me not complaining at all, I swear. No, but every morning when he comes up, comes out of the bedroom, and he always does like a little corny dance or says something cute, and it always makes me smile. And he's always in his underwear, and it's really adorable.
I am always in my underwear, and I am always dancing or doing something cute.
And I'm really grumpy in the morning, and it's only in the morning. It starts and it ends there.
Once 11 a.m. hits, you are cool as a cucumber all day long. The one you have, like, there's that expression, like, that person has no chill. You have a little bit of chill, but it rarely accessed. We're going to access it on vacation.
We're totally going to access it on vacation. And then I think I get chill maybe about 20 minutes after I get home from work and I've had my first glass of wine.
Yeah, chill is the word for that.
Alcoholism.
I get way chiller after I drink. Yeah, you get drunk, babe. All right, here's a good question. If you were to wake up in your bed and Gabrus had been replaced with John Gemberling, could you tell the difference?
Oh my God, yes. No offense. Yes. Yes. There is, I don't understand the comparisons. Like,
well, let's let them know we're good friends with the Gemberlings.
We are. We're good friends with the Gemberlings.
Like, so you see John a lot.
Love them. I see John a lot. Personality-wise, these guys are like nothing alike. I don't think you guys even physically look alike. I mean, you're both bigger brunettes. And I think that's kind of where it ends. I mean, you have
and we're both named John G.
Yeah, this is true, but you have like a constant tan. Like, you work so hard at that thing. And Gemberling's
it's the opposite.
Pale.
I work so little at other things, so I am tan. Like, instead of doing work, I'm laying at the beach is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you like to work on your tan. Like, it's like a
I like to
be tan.
Yeah. I take my shirt off anytime we're outside.
No, I know. Have you talked about the Renaissance Fair a couple weekends ago?
No, we have not.
Oh, God.
We went to the Renaissance Fair and I wore no shirt. I wore a cape. And I had been sunburnt the day before at the beach, but that doesn't bother me. I'm okay with being sunburnt. It's a whole thing my family used to do. We're from Long Island. We have some of the old traits. I am Italian. We'll fucking lay out and be burnt and just lay out the next day, right, with that shit. And I was red, and everyone at the fucking Ren Fair.
You're leaving out a very crucial part about your burn.
You're talking about my boob tan line?
Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to talk about that on here?
Yeah, it's obvious.
Okay. Like,
I don't think anyone listening thinks I'm skinny. I have fat in my voice.
No, stop it. Because of the way you lay, you have a certain area underneath.
I have cleavage. Like, I get underneath my tits.
Yeah,
don't
underneath
tan.
Your tits. Don't tan.
Because I don't lay down because I'm at the beach. I'm sitting up. I'm reading. I'm drinking. I'm smoking.
Right. So we're walking around the Renaissance Fair, and you've got this huge stripe underneath.
It looks crazy. It looks like I fell asleep and my bikini fell off.
You should post a picture.
I think I have. So you can check on Instagram in the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Search of the back catalog. Maybe I'll tweet out a throwback Thursday to an old pic.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've got to get my social media game popping, dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then everyone would be like breaking character. They would all be like, hee, huzzah to the big tip. But for real, I have SPF 30 if you want it, please. You know, like
every
single person came up to me and said, literally every single person came up to me and said, hey man, just, you know, as a heads up, you're getting sun. They must have had someone die of a sunstroke at a Renaissance Fair at some point, and then they've had to like make sure. It was like 95 degrees.
It was miserable.
It was awful. I was so fucking high, and I was still not doing great.
Yeah, I mean, I only drank 2 beers. Like, that's how bad it was. Which is, you guys don't know me. I'm a really big drinker. Shocker, I'm sure, being his wife.
But you weren't
drinking at all when we started.
No, I'm saying you didn't drink at all when we started dating.
I didn't. And you then, shocker, I had to start drinking.
Yeah, like, everything about your drinking is my fault.
Yeah, everything bad is your fault. I can't take responsibility for anything.
No, she doesn't say sorry. She says, you know why that happened?
Sometimes I'm not sorry. I don't want to not be.
No, you don't. You do say sorry. You do apologize.
I do, when I mean it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not saying it.
Yeah. Or you say it when I know you don't mean it.
I'll say it and then I'll like do a mental or physical eye roll that you can't see. And that makes me feel better.
Well, that's good.
I'm like, oh, the sensitive little Gabriel feels better. But like, I know deep down inside, I'm not sorry.
Wow. You're truly sorry.
I'm terrible.
You're sorry, not sorry.
I am sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag basic.
No, boy. Oh, you start. All right, another question?
Yes. Here. So you would be able to tell, like, this is the kind of question, this is what I'm talking about.
It's like,
someone asked a question, would you be able to tell the difference if you woke up next to,
what do you want me to say?
If you woke up next to me trimmed my beard, you would notice. Like,
oh yeah, I'd be mad. Well, I don't like John with a shaved face.
Because I look like my mom. And it's
no comment.
Oh, here's a good one. This is from at Adam Gone Fishing. When you're fingering Gabrus's asshole, is he on all fours or face up? Does he have a preference? Hashtag questions for Tiff.
No, is this because of your episode with John Flynn?
No, I don't know what it's because of. Oh. I mean, I say the male G-spot is real like twice a day.
I'm never around for any of it, so I don't know who you're telling that to.
You know, there was 22 years of us of my life before I met you. I had plenty of time to try putting a digit in my asshole.
Okay, next question for everyone's sake.
Wait, so do I like to be on all fours or face up?
I think it depends on the mood and how much tequila you've had.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, here's a good one. This is from at Snap the Japanese, who's a longtime shithead, mm-hmm. comes to my live shows with his brother. Shout out to the Sakame brothers, those half Asian assholes. this is from Sean. Which of John's traits would you like to have? And which of your traits would you want to give him?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
You have an amazing memory. You're very, very smart. A lot of it is because your memory is so amazing. Is this a good trait?
Is that what you want from me? You want to take my good memory?
I just want your good memory.
I have a surprisingly good memory for that. I've been smoking weed now like nonstop for 8 years.
Yeah. Your people that meet you that have this idea of you and your persona, they're always surprised by your intelligence, which I think is really funny because I've known you since college and you were always really smart and you didn't apply yourself, so you didn't do that well, but like you could have had a 4.0, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I was just trying to get in groups with hot chicks. Trying to get in group work with some hotties.
Get out of here, you.
Some
you,
fucking.
Yeah, but it wasn't me at first.
Well, that group was stacked.
Yeah, was it?
Because it was you, Allie Kelly.
Anne.
Crazy Anne.
Fucking right? Anne, the volleyball player.
And the other girl whose name I... She used to have like a little bit of a lisp, and I think I had a negative nickname for her. I don't. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
The girl was chuck like
it. I don't remember her name, so I feel bad roasting.
You called
her
Mac and Cheese Mouth.
You ratted me out. I called the girl Mac and Cheese Mouth because she had a lisp. I was terrible. I was 19. I joined.
You've not changed.
Oh, I've changed. You're right. I haven't changed. So you would take my memory?
Yeah, I would take your memory.
Okay, cool. And which trait of yours would you give me? I like that. That's a good.
That is a good one.
I like a question that works conversely or inversely, whatever that is.
I think my go-to would be for you to be less sensitive like me, but I like that we balance each other with that. So I don't think I'd want you to be tough like I am. I feel like that'd be a fucking nightmare.
This should be where I shut it off for the sake of my brand. We were like, I wish my husband was tougher.
I wish you weren't such a pussy. No,
I'm not a pussy with anyone but you.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But in all honesty,
you are.
I'm confrontational. I stand up for myself all the time.
I think there's something really sweet to do with you. Yeah, there's something sweet and endearing about it. And you always hear women saying like, I wish my husband was more sensitive. I wish he was more like this. And I'm like, you don't though.
Wow.
Or maybe you do because maybe your husband's a fucking lunatic. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you've been spoiled.
I think I am. I am spoiled because you are amazing.
Yes. Now let's talk more about that. I have a couple of questions from Twitter that I wrote.
Oh, you do?
And tell me how amazing I am. No. We're going to keep doing that. This is from Nick Weiger. I think Gabrus is so cool. I don't have a question. I think it's just so cool you married him. Hashtag questions for Tiff.
Hashtag not surprised. That's something you read.
Yeah. Well, I just read it because it's Nick Weiger and I want to get some of that Doughboys runoff listeners. I almost said pussy for some reason. Get that Doughboys runoff pussy. Oh, here's one. How bad do Gabrus's balls smell? Is it as bad as I think it is?
I mean, sometimes.
It's at JBird with a couple of A's. Yeah, sometimes my balls smell.
I wonder what people think your balls smell like. That's an interesting question.
That's
what America needs to know.
This is, by the way, the number one way Tiffany answers a question is...
With another question.
That's a good question. What do you think the answer is, America? Good night.
Tap out.
It's right. You would win Jeopardy just because it's always answering in question form.
That is true.
That's what you're just training for Jeopardy. With my memory and your ability to always answer in a question form, we could crush Jeopardy.
My God, maybe that's how we'll have a house one day.
Yeah, I don't
win Jeopardy.
Well, it's not coming off my fucking ads on my podcast. You hear that? Blue Apron, Squarespace. Okay. Hold on. Keep coming.
Dead air. fill it.
dead air.
Do you have any questions for me?
I don't want to.
No, you're like, we've talked to each other enough.
I don't want to hear anything from you. I'm so tired. Oh, here. We'll jump over to Facebook for a couple of questions. All right, so here we go.
Because I think that's where we started, and then somehow you went over to Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Here's a good one from former guest and also friend, yeah. Gavin Spieler.
Aw.
Is there a word that John overuses in everyday conversation that annoys you or a phrase? Ooh, that's a fucking great question.
That is a great question.
Yeah.
A word or a phrase? Oh, I don't want to be lame, be like, I can't think of something right now, you know?
Well, what about sure?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure drives me fuck. Oh, I just got like angry. I just like tensed up.
I didn't want to tell you.
No, it's not just you, though. It's anyone that says sure, because I'm very much like you either know or you don't know. There's very little room for gray. It's like black or white. And when someone, if you're like excited about something and you're like, oh, do you want to do this thing? And someone's like, sure. You're like, go fuck yourself. Like, what do you mean? Sure.
What do you mean? Sure.
It's so disappointing, though, because it's kind of like, meh.
It is like saying fine in
it's
a way.
It's like fine. No one ever really wants to hear fine.
Yeah.
Unless you just want.
Unless it's foine.
Foine. Who says foine?
I do. F-O-I-N-E. Damn, girl, you look foine.
Oh, that case, I guess it's foine.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Look at you. I believe you did what's called a callback.
Oh, shit.
Gavin had a good follow-up. Another one.
Uh-huh.
Also, what's the best or worst gift John ever gave you?
Oh, okay. Which one you want to do first?
Whatever. Whichever one you have an answer for.
I have an answer for both.
Okay, well, tell me the worst one.
So the worst one, I think, was probably 3 years ago. We had just moved here. And we had to go to West Elm one day. And it was maybe just like 3 days before my birthday. And there was stuff like I had to get for the apartment and some things I picked up and other things I didn't, because I was like, well, I don't need these right now. I'll get them at a later time. And it was like just a few items. And then my birthday was a few days later and we were at the house. I'm not sure if we went out to, we usually go out to dinner. I don't know if we did that night. And so you gave me my presents and you were so excited about it. And I went to go open them. Oh, I just remembered I'll get back to that. And I went to go open them and they were the pot,
oven mitts.
They were fucking oven mitts because it's 1950.
You said you loved them because they had Brooklyn written on them.
Okay. I could buy oven mitts for myself at any point in time. That is not a gift you get.
Well, that's not a fair defense to use because you buy shit for yourself all the time.
Yeah, but I don't.
You buy jewelry, you know, you buy everything for yourself.
No, but I don't buy myself like nice things. Nice things, not nice. See, there's a difference.
Okay.
No, and there were the oven mitts and it was like a bath mat for the house. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And then if we're going to get a mom, turn this off right now if you're listening. Prior to that, when we got into the house, you were like, oh, I'm ready. You're ready for your first birthday gift. And like, I heard like the shades going down in the bedroom, which is like this like Pavlovian response to me hearing that being like, oh, we're going to have sex. And I was thinking, oh, you think having sex with you is a gift for me on my birthday?
I was planning on eating you out.
I mean, that's not a birthday present. That's just like a Tuesday. That's just like what you just should do.
I know. And I love doing it, but I think it's also a fun treat for your birthday.
Oh my gosh. No.
I wasn't like trying to get out of getting you a gift.
Well, you also got me those gifts.
Uh-huh.
And I just remember that the year before I had gotten you the Long Island map, like a vintage poster. And I got it. It was something that you'd always wanted. And I was like, that's what I got you last year for your birthday. I'm like, and this is, you're getting me things that I needed to get from West Elm 2 days prior, which means you put zero thought into this because we were just at West Elm.
Well, I was inspired when you said you wanted all that stuff. I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Okay. But the best gift ever was when we were in probably around like 25. We had been dating for a few years by then. And, you know, you're in your 20s and you're living in New York. You don't have a lot of money. And you had booked something. I can't remember. It was like one of the first big things that like you had booked. Was it
big in quotes?
It was mocap. Yeah. So you were actually getting like a real paycheck. And like for us back then, it was very significant. And you got us tickets for my birthday to Costa Rica. And we had never been away together on a real vacation. And you planned the entire thing yourself. And I thought that was just so sweet and thoughtful to do something like that. So that was the best gift.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Besides your gift of love.
For both of those answers, thank you. I'm learning. Mike Franzese, an old friend from high school, says, does John still try to wear that tight orange sweater with the giant daisy flower on it? Holy shit. Deep cut, right?
Was that... Did you have that in high school?
No, I had it in Marist, but I would go home to Long Island and bring it home.
No, but that's what you were wearing the first time I ever met you. Well, I don't know if we had met that day. It was what you were wearing the first time you walked into Dr. Kindred's class.
Yeah.
You were in that
pajama pants and an orange zip up.
It's so funny.
Sweater with a daisy on it.
Aww.
And you had on a studded belt, a Weezer shirt, and
so emo.
You were so emo, and you had your little pigtails and your you had your big butt and big tits.
I don't think I had my big butt then.
You had a butt and breast then. Mm. I mean
not Lord like knows shit.
What. No one knew what it was going to become back then. We didn't know. I didn't know what kind of investment I was making.
upgrade, downgrade. I don't know.
Upgrade, girl. Girl, it's an upgrade, girl. Yeah. So that, I was wearing that.
I'll never forget.
Because like, you transferred to my, to Marist.
To your college.
It was my college before it was yours. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
And babe, whose college was it when we graduated?
It was
my college.
Your college.
Let's talk a little bit
what that means and why that's even cool.
I thought I was Van Wilder in college.
You did, yeah, you did, you did, definitely.
I
thought
truly
that.
Believe myself yes. to be the Van Wilder of Marist College. I thought I was cool. I was Mr. Marist.
You were Mr. Oh my gosh, do you remember that?
Yes.
You
do. I remember winning a beauty pageant. Yeah.
You I made you with my roommate at the time. Your super
my Wonder Woman.
Your
costume.
Wonder Woman costume,
because it said dress as a hero.
Right.
Of yours was one. I remember the category. I remember the what are they called? The swimsuit category? It's not category.
No, competitions. The swimsuit it's the swimsuit competition.
Portion? Yeah.
I don't know.
Talent portion? Talent?
Sure.
Yeah, whatever. This is like most of what the podcast is. Is us
nightmare,
trying to remember
sorry.
A word. You have to dress as your hero from one, which I did Wonder Woman.
Right, so you were even a feminist before it was like a cool thing to like get you laid by chicks who hate Trump.
I was a feminist.
So
and a,
kudos to you.
Cross-dresser or drag queen before.
Right. Because, oh my, wait a second. The year prior to that for Halloween, you dressed as
Frankenfurter.
From Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
And is there something you need to tell all of us?
I think you guys all kind of know. I think everyone has an inkling. And then the other category or sections were portions were. Talent and formal wear. And then you had to answer a question that they were going to pop for you at the end of the round. We had to all be in another room not knowing what that question was.
Oh, I don't remember that. But I remember for formal wear, all you wore was like a Speedo.
A thong.
I remember
I got
a thong
from H&M because I was always getting down into a Speedo for like stupid bits.
Do you remember when you could fit in stuff from H&M?
What?
You could fit in stuff from H&M at some point.
I remember that. Now I can't even. I have to buy 2 H&M shirts, cut them in half, and sew them together.
And you had the cuffs on.
I had just a thong, baby oil on the
and
cuffs.
And then I baby oiled you up backstage.
Yeah. And we weren't dating yet.
No, yes, we were.
Was it junior year?
It was junior year. But
yeah,
the
we
second
had
half
been
of
dating.
Junior year.
Right, when we had No, we weren't dating yet.
Yes, we were.
That's why your roommate was so involved in it.
No, we were dating because there's a photo of us on stage where I was like straddling you and we were making
but that
out.
You don't want to get it out there about
if
your shady timelines.
No, it wasn't. It was. I swear. No, we were dating. We were dating. It was the spring.
I know it was. I think Mr. Marist was in the spring.
Yeah, it was the spring.
Halloween wasn't.
Halloween was not.
Right. You helped me put the Frankenfurter.
Yes, I did.
I think we know why I was trying to dress up as Frankenfurter.
I mean, I was a slutty nurse with my tits out, like
I know.
Doing
and my
your
mom's
makeup,
a nurse,
like,
so
straddling
it's so perfect.
You. So creepy. At the time I didn't realize that, and now looking back I'm like, ew, dude, like, why do you like nurses so much?
Every guy has a nurse fetish before then, until your mom and brother become nurses. Then it kind
of, well, now I have a nurse fetish because of your brother.
Oh, shout out to my younger brother who my wife
loves.
I mean, he's like the after picture of me. I remember that, wearing a thong on stage.
Yeah.
Well, and I ate tacos. Taco Bell tacos.
You remember talent portion was you ate like, I think like 15 soft shell tacos.
13 soft shell tacos.
13.
I can't believe I know the number.
It
was under a couple minutes.
It was like, I was going to say, I think it was in like 2 minutes.
And while Hulk Hogan's theme song, I'm a Real American played,
yeah.
And I was draped in an American flag with an American flag bandana.
Amazing.
Jamming down tacos. It made no sense. And I puked backstage.
But yet it made all the sense in the world.
But who knew what I was doing there? I was beginning my love of Taco Bell. My love of Taco Bell. For fuck's sake, Taco Bell.
I was going to say, why aren't they a sponsor? Like, I don't understand. Like,
do you think
why?
I talk too negatively about it? Because I'm like, I squeeze the flavor paste in my mouth and then I can have diarrhea for a year.
Maybe. It's kind of like when, we've talked about this before, when there's like a McDonald's commercial or Taco Bell, it's like everyone's so skinny. It's like, that's not who's fucking eating at Taco Bell and McDonald's, but that's the image they want to put out.
Right.
Side note, I work in marketing, so like, I get it, but like, I don't. It's like, just be
like, you're never gonna see me eat a Dorito in a commercial.
No. They want to
be like,
we don't want
to remind America of the consequences
of
their choices.
What people actually look like who eat this stuff.
I love what, real quick to continually interrupt you, but Eugene and Stanger were talking about on their podcast. Like, Stanger brought up how like the greatest food psychologists, advertisers, and they are all working together to get you to eat unhealthy.
Like
food psychologists and these advertisers, like they are like bright lights, beautiful looking food. Like they know what they're doing. They're going to do stuff that's going to make you want to eat it. And if they see a slobby person eating it, you're going to be like, oh, maybe I don't want that shit.
Yeah. Right. Because you're like, that's not what I want to look like. Right. And that's not
they're
how.
They're just so genius in how they design these ads. Okay. Here's Paul, this is from Paul Young, former guest, Youngie, mega yummy, little yummy yum. Did you purposefully choose an apartment with a separate chamber of horror shitter for John to use in order to ensure the longevity of your marriage?
Abso-fucking-lutely. I think living in Brooklyn, it was almost a breaking point. Like we had lived together and we had another roommate, Pat, and it was great. And Pat and I are both really anal and very clean. And we lived with Pat maybe for 2.5 years. Yeah. And then.
Yeah, by the way, highly recommended that you live to a couple and a dude in an apartment.
Yeah,
it really
a good
gets the price low.
It does.
And it's a good way to ease into living with your significant other.
Yeah, because it's a big deal moving in together, especially because like we were so young. You know, we were in college and then you had moved out right away. So you had a nice. Like a nice year of living without me.
A nice year a living
nice
in
year.
A fucking,
it was a fucking
treehouse of horrors. Yeah.
It was so bad. Oh God. But so great at the same time. But
it's like, it's a great New York City first apartment situation.
Yes. I consider it like maybe one of the, or the dark year of our relationship to me. Like I had like my own issues during that time with where you were living and how you were living, and it was an adjustment for me. It's a weird time. Like you're graduating from college, you're insecure because you're like, I don't know where I'm gonna work and where am I gonna live and where is life bringing me, and you were figuring things out faster than I was. That will be the last time that ever happens.
Yeah, right. I have been known what I sort of wanted to do since I was like 18.
You have, which I do admire so much. It's like you have a passion. You're like, this is what I love. This is what I want to do. And you've been doing that this whole time.
You've been doing it rather mediocrely over a decade. It's crazy. We graduated college 13 years ago.
I know. Don't remind
I've been trying
me.
To be a comedian for over
Not
10
trying,
years.
You are.
Oh, yeah, right. Whoops.
More you have this wildly successful podcast. What are you talking about?
Yeah, everyone's
Everything's
listening.
Fine.
Everyone's listening. Yeah, but getting a second... Oh, let's go back
to... Yeah, the second bathroom was crucial because... I'm sure no one here is going to be surprised to hear you are disgusting when you take shits. I mean, like, it's epic what happens to the toilet, the air in the apartment. I mean, just things get like so fucked up. So,
on pure biology, I'm twice your size. So
you're more than twice my size.
Yes. No, I know. But like,
but so, I just want to make that note very clear. You're more than twice my size.
Oh boy.
Getting dicey. No. But the thing that I love about this apartment that wasn't planned, because when we were moving out here, we were like, we need two toilets. Mm-hmm. Don't need two full baths, but it has to be two toilets. Because it was the one thing I think that we argued about consistently,
because
or really at all in Brooklyn.
Because well, it just, if we woke up at the same time, I have to shit first thing when I wake up and you have to shower before work. And it was like just those things coincided way
and
too often.
And one time you had to shit while I was showering.
Yeah.
Which.
I think other couples have had to deal with that problem. A lot of people who live in New York City have one bathroom. I feel like that's happened to more people than we think.
Well, so I have a thing with it that drives me crazy because this is so disgusting. Sorry, everyone. My mom used to do it to me when we were in high school because we were on the same schedule with getting ready. And I'd be in the shower and she'd, you know, be getting ready. And then sometimes she would have to shit while I was in the shower. And I have such a sensitive nose and like my, you know how I am.
Again,
like,
that's all. You're only.
No, I know. Like my five senses. Spidey
your
sense over here with
sensitive.
Everything.
You hate that I'm sensitive, but your senses are sensitive.
So be respectful of those, please. And I would hate it. I'd be in the shower and it's like you're smelling your mom's shit first thing in the morning. Like no high schooler, no one.
I couldn't go to school without smelling a big pot of my mom's shit cooking on the oven.
No, it's the worst thing ever. So
me and my brothers used to shit while the other guy was in the shower.
Yeah, but that was probably on purpose and like a bonding thing.
My mom one time walked in and I was peeing in the tub. Justin was peeing in the toilet and Jason was peeing in the sink all at the same time.
This is 2 years ago.
I was like 20.
Yeah,
she was like, why the fuck didn't you guys wait for 1 minute each? Like we all had to go. We used to be like, if someone was shitting, because we only had the downstairs bathroom for the three boys, if someone was shitting, you would just go, sorry, and walk past them and pull your dick out and pee right into the shower.
And then, so funny, because I have two brothers, so we didn't really have any of that. Like, I would pee if they were in there, because that wasn't like a big thing. And I don't know, maybe that's weird and people are gonna think I'm creepy if my brothers are like brushing their teeth and I went to go pee when they were in there. But there was like no shitting in front of each other.
Oh yeah, well, that you don't
they
want
don't even
to
fart in front of me, those two.
They don't?
No, they're so weird. They're like the girls. Like, I'll fart in front of them because I think it's funny, because they'll like
Derek
get grossed out.
Oh, no, Derek, I don't want to shout out your brother's names, but
it's fine.
D definitely farts, like calls it out. Like
he
that
does?
Kind of, yeah. I feel like I remember him. But maybe not, though. He's so proper.
They're so like, he is too proper. Chase's anxiety is too much. Like, yeah. He can't do
He's
it.
Like, if I fart, I could get heartburn. I could fucking pass out. You know, it's like, all right. Let's not get into that.
Next question.
This is from Kevin Sonajin. I know, actually, Kevin, I don't know how to say your last name, and I know you, so I feel weird. How do you feel about He Is a Bear? He's the guy who directed Cena's series.
And Cena's comic is right here on top of the table. Look at that.
Shout out to Cena, former guest Cena Grace. This is from Kevin. How do you feel about John being a bear magnet?
Oh, I love it. I think it's amazing, because I think that you are so sexy, and I love that there is a group out there that finds you just as sexy as I do.
Validates your
taste. it's like it's not just me, I'm not just some weirdo.
I'm curious how you feel about bears, because that's like a bunch of dudes who are your type.
Yeah, they're totally my type. there's an Instagram that I follow, and it's not bear specifically, but it's these really hot dudes with beards, and it's like porno for girls. Like, and I feel
that
really
girls that like beards.
The
yeah.
girls that like beards and like bigger dudes, and I feel almost inappropriate looking at it, because the guys are so good looking. I get like flustered. I'm just like, if anyone's seeing, they're just gonna think I'm just, I don't know, it's like little horn dog or something. I don't know.
I would imagine a lot of people's Instagrams have a lot of like horniness inducing stuff on it.
Yeah, they probably do.
Because it's like, if you're a dude who's single, like, why not follow a bunch of models that
you
want to look at?
Yeah. If I were a single dude, I'd be a nightmare.
I agree, because I find you to be a true nightmare now.
No, but like there are guys that know that I work with or that we're friends with that are single, and I do give them shit for like their behavior. But I think about like, if I were you, what would I be like? And I think I'd be a complete dog.
Good to know.
Next question.
That's what you want to hear from your wife.
Mm-hmm.
I would be a quite the dog if I was single. This is from Jess Jardine, who we just were at the drag show with. I'd love to know her very favorite hair and makeup products, maybe top three or five of each, or brands she just loves. She's such a put together queen, and I simply gotta know.
Do your listeners want to know this? I don't know if they
do. I feel like, shout it out.
But yeah, because you are
well put together. No one would say you weren't.
No,
for sure.
I do care about the way I look, because I feel like I'm not a natural beauty and I have to work at it. And I am okay with that. Like, that does not bother me
that I
have to wear makeup.
That.
That's sweet. Thank you.
You are a natural beauty.
And a
glammed up beauty. You're both.
Thank you.
But I like
you're
you better
without I know you makeup. Do. And I appreciate it so much, and then I still just completely disregard it. I'm like, that's so sweet of you. Thank you for not
that's
thinking.
So sweet of you, but
I look like a monster.
I only care what the people at Gelson's think of me.
No, I think I do it for me. It's like this weird thing. It's like, I don't do it for other people. I do because it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Which I think is how you should be. You shouldn't be doing things because someone else likes it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be wearing makeup, because that's what you like. But I like me with makeup.
Whoa.
Deep.
So deep. We knew we were going to get deep when you invite Tiffy G on.
But I'm loyal to the products that I use. I really love
NARS lip liner.
No, what? Don't speak. You settle down over there. I really love, I don't need it anymore, but I really love Lancome's eyebrow pencils. I just got my brows microbladed.
Oh, shit.
This past weekend.
Who would have thought this was going to come up?
At Bone Structure. She's amazing. If there's anyone out there.
If you're in LA and you want your micro threading, or what's it called?
Microblading. Cat Bordeaux, Bone Structure.
Hit up Bone Structure LA.
Phenomenal. She changed my life this weekend. It's something I've been
doing. My wife has face tattoos.
Yeah, I have face tats. Like, I'm a badass.
I got my first tattoo at 34, and my wife had to outdo me and get a face tat
at 35.
A couple of months later. Yeah. Holy shit.
But
you used to love Lancome eyebrow pencil.
I used to love Lancome eyebrow pencil. Like,
MAC, big MAC fan.
I love MAC eyeshadows, hands down. Best eyeshadow, lasts a long time. Kat Von D's foundation. Supreme. I like a good matte finish. That shit stays on. I'm all about it. Hair products? Ooh, I like a little to dabble with different things, but I dye my hair. I bleach it. I don't know what I do, but it's pretty platinum. If people don't know what I look like, I like Fabuloso. It's by Evo. It's a really good purple shampoo slash conditioner.
Ooh.
Keeps you nice and shiny. Gets rid of that brass.
Yeah,
that nobody
girl.
Wants.
Keep it plats.
I love Orbay. I never know how to say it. They make amazing products. Smell delicious. And then the third thing from it. Ooh.
What about your? What else do I know? You products you need.
I really,
you have that expensive ass hair dryer. I mean, that sentence can end in any way. You have that expensive ass blank.
No, I cost too much money. I'm so sorry.
You are.
God bless you.
The way people say people are high maintenance, that one that's got like a negative connotation to it, like she's high maintenance. You are like the original definition of high maintenance. Or it's like, I don't know if you should buy this house. It's high maintenance. The taxes are through the roof. Like you are officially just like expensive to keep running.
Yeah, I am.
And if you think of food as fuel, like you don't take 87 octane.
I think I've said I'm a nightmare now about 10 times. If this is a drinking game, everyone should do a shot.
You should do a shot every time Tiffany says, one of us says the in reference to Tiffany that she's a nightmare. Here's one from my friend Nate Dern. How often do you think about the dead snake that John ate?
Not as much anymore. I mean, it's one of those stories that become just such a part of you and your storytelling. And I love it. But it was so disturbing when it happened.
Because you were dating me when it happened.
I was fucking furious when it happened. I was, weird. You were doing stupid things and I was working. We were in college and I used to work at this place called Coco's up in Poughkeepsie.
Cheeseburger Wrap.
It was not a strip club, though it sounds like it.
Though it felt
I was
like
a waitress.
The patrons also thought it was a strip club. Yeah. The busboys didn't.
Busboys stuff. No chingay chingay. John had called me when I had gotten off my shift and we were at school and I took class Monday through Thursday. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was working because I loved making money so I could buy my fucking eyebrow pencils. And he called me so proud and wasted about eating a dead snake. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me, right? Like, this is what you've been doing. And he was so drunk, couldn't comprehend anything. I'm like, was it alive? How long was it dead for? And then I'm thinking is you're going to die. Like, you are 22 and
we're all gonna die.
Well, we are. We're all currently dying.
You're
not living, you're dying.
Get busy living or get busy dying. Makes Tiffany sense. You're a lot like Morgan Freeman from Shawshank Redemption. A lot of people say that. Say what to you. You thought I was gonna die.
I did. I was mad. And my roommate at the time, Allie, her mother was a nurse in Long Island, so shout out to Long Island. So I called her to be like, hey, Mrs. Kelly, this is what happened. This is what John ate. Is he going to be okay? And she walked me through few things to look out for. And lo and behold, you were fine, clearly. It's probably not the weirdest thing you've eaten. No, probably is, actually.
Yeah, because it's not food.
No, and it was dead and run over in a parking lot. Like, I've seen the video. I know everyone you were with. It was disgusting.
Oh, it was undoubtedly disgusting. Yeah. Okay, so you thought I was going to die. Great, grand, wonderful. Hold on. Getting back to some Twitter questions. Because Comedy Bang Bang came out today, there is so much, so many @s. My menchies are on fire.
That's cool.
Okay, this is from @pissshitdamn. Great Twitter handle.
I'm sure his mother's very proud.
Her mother.
Oh, I like it. Sorry.
No.
Sexist.
Wow.
Guys,
look,
this is why we can get along. He's racist. He's sexist.
You just flipped and you're like, oh, now I like it because it.
Yeah, I do like it now that I know it's a girl. It didn't bother me.
Wow, you are sexist.
I am.
You're. Which TV couple would you compare you and John Gabris to?
Ooh, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
What do you think? I know what you're gonna think.
I know. But also it's funny that you literally just said, what do you think? No, babe, these
questions.
Well,
I've been talking the whole time.
But
I
you're
feel
supposed
like.
To. You're the guest. What's the TV dynamic?
I would say you would go with Modern Family.
Yes, I think we're like Phil and Claire.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Phil is like a man child,
yes.
And Claire is an alcoholic.
A terrifying alcoholic with short blonde hair.
There are funny parallels between those two. Like, and if we heighten ourselves, we could be like,
agreed.
He's like into magic and you know, he's really into his career. She's a bossy, powerful, gets everything done woman and is drinking white wine a lot in every episode, which is something I, and he's a brunette and you're a blonde and, you know, He's just not schlubby.
No.
Ty Burrell.
No, he's not. No, 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 no. But you're not schlubby.
Yeah.
You have your moments.
I'm
but that's who I think I would say too.
Oh, okay. So you just took my answer.
Next.
I mean, there's like episodes where like Phil is trying to get a diorama finished while Claire is like saving the family. And then, you know, like that is us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally is us. I feel like we're very much, I feel like we're a reverse like 1950s, 60s couple where.
I'm a 50s housewife.
Yeah, you're like the abused housewife.
Oh, I'm Joan. I'm Betty Draper.
You're Betty Draper. Yeah, and
you're
I'm like,
done.
Oh, I'm done.
You're an alcoholic workaholic.
I'm an alcoholic work in marketing.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You're the couple that we're most like on TV is Mad Men, and you're Don Draper, yeah, and I'm Betty Draper, the hysterical living home woman who's constantly gaining weight and stressed about it.
Oh my god, this is just a breakthrough.
Holy shit.
I wish my hair was as good as John Hamm's. That man's got a his head of hair is amazing.
Yeah, his head of everything.
It's just his head and other. Okay, next question.
Let's talk about John Hamm's dick a little bit. I feel like you can say this now, long past working at AMC.
Yeah.
You worked on some Mad Men billboards.
Well, I wasn't working on that portion of the marketing at the time, but I was still in marketing, and it was it's definitely a thing with him and his Southern area when dealing
his
with
ham bone.
His ham bone. Yeah. There's a retouching that would have to get done for things for sure. It's like, it's not a myth. Like
the man.
And it's been out there. This is not anything.
No,
people,
the man has a hog.
Yeah. Nothing to be ashamed about. God bless.
Yeah. God. The poor guy. He's fucking hysterical,
crying.
Handsome, and has a huge dong. Oh, here's
rough
a good
life.
One. This is from at Eric Rose 1313. What's your favorite episode of High and Mighty?
Ooh, it's so funny. So I didn't think I would listen to every episode, and sometimes there are ones that I do skip based on the topic. And you and Sean Clemens had an episode about iced coffee, and it's such a thing with you on a daily basis that I was like, I cannot listen to a full episode about iced coffee. Like, I will want to murder myself. And it was amazing. And I loved it so much. Because just Sean's so funny, and you guys have such a different energy. And the way you can.
Both of those statements are very true.
Yeah.
Sean is very funny, and we are wildly different people.
Wildly. I mean, you could not be more different with things. And it was great to hear Sean being excited about anything.
Wow. Roast culture is alive on High and Mighty. Tiff's roasting Sean.
It was like, I can't remember specifics because I have a horrible memory, but I just remember listening and loving it. I love when Tyler was on talking about aliens, man.
Because that's just what he's always talking
about. He's always talking about it. And I'm obsessed with space. It gives me a headache, and I'm so fascinated by it.
Yeah, you slip into nihilism pretty easily.
Totally.
Like, existential crisis is often.
Completely, which is why I also like the Antimonic episodes where you're talking about conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And then he's usually here at night. I like when you have a night podcast because, I have to be quiet a little bit, and that's like fine. But then it's like, if it's someone that we know, it's nice to have them over.
Yeah, when
and
they're
then
leaving.
When
and
Anthony's
to
coming over, we can like pop open some wine and we can talk about things even further.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's fun.
You hear that every other guest, Tiffany likes Anthony Atamanik and Sean, people she's actually friends with.
Yeah, the rest of you guys, go fuck yourselves.
Clements, I saw Sean tonight at the theater, and he said to me, he's like, I'm so, because great, his wife said he was super pumped that we're doing an episode together. And Sean said, ask Tiffany to rank your friends from funniest to least funniest.
Do you want me to do that?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I
don't think so. Because I'll start disagreeing with you, and then we'll be in a really weird conversation.
Or agreeing, and then it gets really awkward. No.
Yeah.
Fuck John Gemberling. Just kidding. No, he's so funny.
Oh, here's a good question from Rana Off. Cool name. Are you into comedy? Question mark. If so, were you into it before meeting Gabers or after? Question mark.
What was your last name?
Well, the people, Gabers is like.
Oh, she wrote it like yeah, that? Oh, yeah. I was like, are you now mispronouncing?
My own name?
Our last name?
No.
Okay.
Nice try, though. Answer the question.
Yeah, I think.
You were always into comedy. You were always into movies.
I was always into, yes. It's like a thing. Like, I know it's a stereotype. I think a lot of girls maybe aren't into movies. I've always liked them. I like quoting things every now and then. I like
listen
comedies.
To you fucking misogynist. Women can't like movies?
No.
Women shouldn't direct films? Is that what you just
no,
said?
No, women shouldn't even go to work. Ladies, stay home and just make babies. What are you doing? No,
you
I
just like the idea of staying home.
I think on average, it's, I'm not saying we live in New York and LA, and I'm not stereotyping the rest of the country. Now I'm going to get fucking hate tweets at me.
No, no one listens to this.
No, nobody listens, so I'm fine. I think I can remember, this is so weird, but like one of my first crushes when I was like in like third grade, I really liked him because he was funny. And that was the thing I liked most about him, was that he was funny.
Who is this motherfucker? I'm just kidding.
His first name was Dave, and that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, dead. No, I liked him because that's what I liked most about him. I like someone that's amusing and boisterous and loud. Amusing. And I do like a little bit like.
Entertained me.
Well, and I think sometimes, not all the time, I think you have a little bit of this like alpha male thing, which I like. And I think that comes along sometimes with the territory, whether it's because
I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive alpha male.
Well, I think it's because sometimes you really feel that way, or it's because you feel the opposite way and you need to project this other image.
Whoa.
Deep.
Whoa, deep. Calling me out on my beta-ness.
No, not you. Just
I'm
people.
A number one cuck boy.
Yeah. But I love comedies and I love horror. They're like my two favorite genres because yeah. They always get a good emotion out of you.
Who are your what are your favorite comedies that aren't our friends?
Oh my God, Neighbors is my favorite movie ever.
Well, who's your why do you like Neighbors
yeah,
so
but
much?
Well, two things. Like Seth Rogen is one of my hall passes. He might be my hall pass. Which
I
is
think
like
that's kind
thing.
Of that's a little too adjacent to be your hall
I know,
pass.
You but
gotta
like
go
it
in
is.
A different direction.
No, I know, and but I love Dave Franco, but like not like in a sexual way. I just think he's too little for me. Like I've got like you've said it. I've got like you know tits and ass. I need to feel tiny if I'm with somebody, and yeah. Like I would feel like I'd be crushing someone like him. But I think he's
Dave
amazing.
Franco, my co-star of the upcoming film The Little Hours, coming out this June. Tiffany, always marketing.
Like, there we go. Plug, slip in the
plug, something Tiffany says to me all the time.
No, I have from Neighbors on my phone. I recorded it on my phone when it was on television one night. The scene where they're doing everyone's Robert De Niro for yeah. A party.
Yeah.
And like, you talking to me? Like,
you talking
just,
to me?
Yeah.
He's like, you're dressed like fuck, right? Is that like the thing yes. He's talking about? But what's your favorite part when Gerard is as Sam Jackson?
The righteous man.
The path of the righteous man yeah. Is beset on us. It's like, that's
like,
not.
You're not even. He just goes off on a tangent.
Yeah.
I love. Yeah.
Yeah. So you love Neighbors. That's one of your favorite comedies.
I do.
You love Catastrophe.
I love Catastrophe. Oh, God. Catastrophe is amazing.
Just came out season 3. We got to get
cracking.
I know.
We do have
it.
To watch
Maybe
that.
Maybe we'll watch it after this
yeah.
While we eat.
We'll fly through it.
Yeah. What other things do you love Louis C.K.?
I love Louis C.K. I like anybody. I like really fucked up humor. Like, you're going to talk
Well,
about,
you've been listening to Stern your
oh,
whole life.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Howard, I've literally been listening to or watching Howard Stern since the inappropriate age of 9 because of my grandmother.
You've been listening to Stern for a quarter of a century.
But no, it's like he...
A quarter of a century. I mean, a lot of people who listen to Stern have been because they are all diehards. He really yes. Cultivates real diehard
fan
base.
And it becomes this like cult and like this obsession where once you listen, it's like it becomes part of your routine and
yeah.
And it's hard for me.
It's like podcasts for younger people now. Some people
it
like...
Is.
Yeah.
It was weird when we were in college because we didn't get K-Rock up at Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
So there was like a period of 4 years where I couldn't listen to it, and it was this really weird thing for me to get. Am I boring you?
Oh yeah.
John's yawning.
Yeah.
It's not
I'm
a
sorry.
Good sign.
This is. I mean, it's funny to hear your stories because I know them all.
You
but,
do know them. But, I just want to do like a hit him with the high. Give him the high. Sorry.
First guest to do a hit him with the high on the podcast, and of course it's
Baba Booey.
Boy.
I do. I love Howard Stern. Like, it really, I know this is like, for better or worse, shaped a lot of who I am.
It is.
It's like a weird thing. Like, yeah, I think I have like a different perspective on things because of listening to it. I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing. But I just
we could say it's a bad thing, right?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Get out of here, you. Go do the wrap up show.
I would love to.
It was like my proudest moment.
What? That I was on the
wrap up show? Oh my God. It was like.
Let's shout out our wrap show buddies right now. What's up, Gary? What's up, Hein?
Well, I did my Hein.
Yeah, and you did your Hein. And then what's up, Brandano? How you doing, bud? And he listens. He actually listens.
Oh, he does?
He listens to High Mighty, yeah.
Yeah. So that was like, I totally geeked out over that. It made me really super excited.
It was really exciting for me to be somewhere that you were such a fan of.
Yeah. And like,
I loved Howard growing up too, right? But I was, as everyone knows, I'm an Opie and Anthony guy.
Yeah, fuck them. I was so stressed about you going because I know you don't listen as much as me. And like, as a listener, I think it's really interesting. It's more interesting when it's someone that's like a fan and listens all the time and they can comment on, you know, Ralph said something fucking stupid today or whatever. So I was giving you a download. I'm like, this is what's happening. This is what's been going on for like the last 2 weeks. I mean, I love it. I mean, I'll break out into the Beetlejuice song like randomly. Like,
we are big Beetle fans in this house.
Huge Beetle
fans.
We
love Beetle. He really is like the cutest. He makes me think. Oh, here's a good question from Kenny Wellbank at K Wellbank. What is your favorite thing that John Gabris cooks?
You don't cook a lot.
No.
But
we talk about this my last episode, which I don't think you've gotten
to yet. I
haven't
listened to it
yet. It's me and DC talking about cooking, and we talk
about
how...
Right, because you guys are like, we like it, but we're mediocre.
He's getting
better.
He's doing it more and more, yeah.
You make an amazing... Like, and we're Italian. The best garlic bread I have ever had in my entire life.
Hear that, people? I brought it up on the DC episode.
Oh, you did?
I said my specialty is garlic
bread. Oh, my God.
And I kind of gave some of my secrets, but not the ingredients, but I said that trick.
There's the trick, but there's also because it's like literally like a pound of butter per square inch, and just butter should be in everything.
Yep.
And then sometimes beyond that, we haven't done this in a while. It's a steak sandwich.
Oh yeah,
that you'll make with like the melted provolone on top of the garlic. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's so much work though.
We're really big eaters. I don't know if they. I mean, I think everyone associates you with like eating.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm such a big contributor of that. I'm an enabler.
Yeah, you are a huge enabler.
I'm a huge enabler. It's a problem. Like I feel like when you're being good, I really have to work on scaling back to help you be good because I can at the drop of a hat just.
Well,
because
you have like portion control.
Yes. Yes.
I don't have portion control.
Right.
And I don't want portion control.
No.
So
it's
I just
not
need
fun.
To,
Who
I just need to
control?
Minimally be gross. Yeah. That's I have to like that's why I like diets like paleo because it's like here's what you can have.
Right.
And have it. Like,
and not feel guilty.
Meat and veggies. Just eat as much as you meat and veggies as you want. You know what I mean? Like that's all I need is like I need a direction to go in. I can't count calories because sometimes I want to eat a ton and I just want to be able to eat a ton of clean. I love giant healthy plates. Like that's what I would love to eat. Like the big ass, the big ass salad or a fucking, like when I cook for myself, I cook a giant steak and like a sweet potato. Just fall asleep. okay. I'm trying to find, I know I had a couple more that I wanted to hear. No one really emailed in because no one does that shit
that's
anymore.
That's too much work.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. There's so many like negative reviews. Just people.
There's negative.
Oh, there was
like,
one from. There was one from friend of the podcast and friend of us, Justin Tyler and his wife Molly. They asked. Justin texted me. Said this is from me and Molly : meaning Molly said. Text gave us a question for the podcast.
Something.
No, it's not mischievous like Molly is. Shout out to mischievous Molly out there. they want to know if we could retire anywhere.
Ooh.
Where would it be? And then in parentheses, and of course it would be with them.
Okay. They're coming with us?
They don't have to. Let's just say, where would you want to retire to?
Ooh. I feel like there's so many places that I want to travel to that we haven't been yet. But I'm just going to go based off of places we've been to.
Say we retire Friday. Say we're Friday is our last day and we can live off the land for a while. Where would you want to go?
I think, I really love north of here with all the wine town areas. Los Olivos. Oh, my God. Everything goes back to wine because it's that. Or I really love New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I really love where we're going soon.
Waheke.
We're definitely butchering it.
Yeah. We are so white when we say that. But it's an island off of Auckland.
So white. Everyone in New Zealand's white.
Not the Maoris.
Well, not the Maoris, but like everyone now.
Waheke is named from a Maori language, not obviously.
Guys.
What do you say?
When I, like,
you are a microaggressor.
This is what everyone's always like, gamers are so racist. I'm like, why does everyone say you're racist? I'm like, you're not racist. And then it turns out it's because I'm also racist, apparently.
Yeah. Everybody's fucking but, racist. But I mean,
it's a lot of just white people there. I mean, where do the Maoris live? Are they concentrated in certain areas?
They live all over. Yeah.
When we go though, I don't think we've run into that culture, which is right.
Yeah. Babe, back out of
I'm
this
conversation. Stop talking. Yeah,
I'm like trying to give you hints. I'm like, let's not talk about where we think Maori people live in New Zealand. We've been there twice. You've been there twice.
Three.
I've been there once.
Two times.
No, we're going for the third time.
Oh, that's it? Feels like more because it's heaven. And if you guys can go there, go there. It's amazing. If you like wine and really good meat.
Any Kiwi listeners? Doubtful, but I'll be in Waheke next week. Let's record an ep.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Do it.
Got to get an ep in time. Wait, I saw another.
What's that? Is that General So's or beef no, that's and broccoli?
Someone on the cooking episode, I talked about how Justin and I one time marinated then cooked steak in buffalo sauce.
Ooh!
And then someone tried it and he said turned out pretty tasty.
That's good.
Wrote back to me in sizzle. Ross Kimball says, has she watched you perform comedy?
Amazing.
It's just a funny question. So you would retire in New Zealand?
I think so.
I mean, that's up there. I feel like also another retirement would be somewhere in Europe so we can go everywhere in Europe.
Well, I feel like if I've been to Italy, my answer would probably be Italy. But you've been. I haven't.
Been briefly.
You were in Italy last year and I was in New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, I would shooting the film The Little Hours, starring Aubrey Plaza, Kate Micucci, and Alison Brie, and the aforementioned Dave Franco, coming in June to a theater near you. Yeah, I would. I don't know if I would. I would maybe choose Hawaii, and I've never been there.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's fair because I just like Hawaii's like what I'm imagining in my head. Hawaii is exactly what I want in life.
Do you think it's gonna be weird for people because you have such pride that the answer's not Long Island?
I think people understand that my pride is like an origin pride, mm-hmm. and I'm ready to not ever
like proud to be from there, but don't want to live there again.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I do love it there.
Yeah, I
and
hear
I would
you.
Love to live like. A beachfront apartment, but it's dangerous and it's fucking
it's dangerous in
a
Long
beachfront
Island?
Apartment in Long Island. Yes.
Why?
Because they fucking sleeves of houses are ruined every time there's a hurricane.
Oh, that's true.
It's fucking crazy. It's hugely dangerous.
It's a
Remember?
War zone in
Long I wasn't Island. Saying it's dangerous like you can get shot on a beachfront apartment.
That's what I thought you meant. I was like, what
I
are
meant,
you
do you remember Hurricane Sandy ruining like so many people's okay, all right, we're getting this is a certain level of drunk Tiffany's become.
I'm not
Oh, that's
you,
another
can you
thing.
Go get me,
another
go
thing
get me
you guys
one?
Gotta find out about Tiffany is
I don't ever admit when I'm drunk.
She's never admitted she's drunk until the next day.
It's like admitting a weakness. Why would you do that?
Oh, here's one from at Joe Dawes, who's the dude who hooked me up with weed when I was in England. What warning do you give before introducing John for the first time?
What? No.
Like,
we've
or
been
like,
together for so long now.
Yeah, but like, what if you were bringing me
I'm
somewhere
thinking,
that didn't know me? What would you say about, like, if you were like, I guess that's kind of a weird thing.
I think now it's weird just because we've been together for so long. I mean, I probably should have done it when we were younger. I used to work at, I can talk about, who cares? I used to work at New Line Cinema and we used to have really amazing like company parties every summer and winter for the holidays. And one year, John got so wasted at my company party that he literally was escorted out by the security. So I guess like...
I'm a good time.
You're a great time. I mean, I loved it. I mean, was fine with it.
I don't remember it.
We have great photos of you passed out on the bed.
Yep, in my formal attire.
Yep.
Here's a question.
No one's asked about Artie.
No one's asked
it's
about
really
Artie.
It's really upsetting.
Excuse me.
Like, no one was like, if Artie were dying or if John were dying, who would you choose? Or that's just a scenario I play out in my own head?
I keep ignoring it.
Okay.
Here's a question from at the Indigi. What have you given up trying to change about me?
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to throw it back at you just because I want to take a minute to think and I don't want to have no one speaking right now. I don't know. What do you think?
That's your specialty. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think? Let's just spin it.
I don't know. I don't think you've given up trying to change anything about me. You're still rocking hard.
That's No, there are certain things, because I'm just such a neat freak, that there are certain things I'm like, oh, why can't I just put his toothbrush away? You know, every morning I put your toothbrush away, your Invisalign, like it's like tidy little neat things. Mm-hmm. And I think in my 20s that would have driven me crazy, because I have my own issues with, you know, things being organized, but I've let that go. And I don't think I think that's less about you and more about me just being like, whatever, I need to chill out.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I do think overall you could stand to chill a little.
You think so more?
No, not with my cleaning. you think so more? No, I mean in general, like for your own sake,
oh,
for your
yeah.
own like health.
Yeah, I agree.
You really don't, you're not chill.
I'm chill when I want to be chill. I am chill. That's what I'm
That's what chill people say. Back. Chill I people always chill. Scream, I am chill.
Posturing over here, puffing out my chest.
I am the chill one.
Oh, God.
You hate Sean Connery impressions.
Oh, I thought that was from Batman.
Oh, Bane.
That was also Bane. That was not Connery.
No, that is Connery, because that's Connery as the dragon in The Last Dragon. He goes, I am the last one.
Oh, sorry. I missed and then, that.
Who caught that? You merely adopted it. I was born in it. You merely adopted it. Oh, well, who will break first? All right, forget it. Thanks for fucking. What other questions do you have for me?
Oh,
we should probably wrap this up soon because I'm getting hungry.
I know, it's hot in here. I'm now, sweating
you,
so bad.
You've been talking about how hot it is in this apartment for 5 days.
With your menopause at 35.
I think you are in sweatpants indoors.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a tank top and mesh shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been pretty much all day.
Well, that's what you wear all the time.
Yeah. Actually, this is a lot of clothes.
No, you're way dressed. You're very formal right now.
I like
now.
To wear short shorts, tank tops, and no socks. I like to be minimally dressed, I guess.
You do. Yeah.
Which is interesting. Yeah, I said to someone the other day to shout out to Whitney, who works at HeadGum. I said, I love sports where the sports I like, because they were like, oh, I'm a big skier. And I'm like, oh, I don't like skiing. I like sports where you wear the least amount of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that's kind of true. My favorite sports, I mean, surfing is a sport I pretend I still will get back into someday.
I know. Have you given up on that yet?
No.
You talk about it a lot, but I'm like, how you? I mean, I don't know if people know this, but the car that you purchased, we lease, is a Volkswagen.
The Dragon Wagon.
The Dragon Wagon. It's literally a, you know,
station wagon,
like mom car. Because John's thinking was, I'm going to go surfing again and I'm going to get a surfboard.
I've been living in LA for almost five years.
Yeah, and it's going to fit on top of the car. I've
been talking about surfing since I moved here. Because I used to surf and I'm going to do it again.
Okay, and it'll be 5 years in November. And how many times have you gone surfing since we moved here?
In LA. Zero times.
Zero. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm mm-hmm. saying it's not a lot.
No, I was just asking.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just asking for America.
Wow. America is not listening. A handful of fucking lunatics are. I like surfing, swimming, and mm-hmm. rugby. And those sports all, like, rugby has, like, clothes on at least, but no equipment, no pads.
What
just
do
cleats.
You miss the most?
I miss rugby, and I miss going to the beach. So I miss being a lifeguard or playing rugby. I don't know which I miss more. That's a tough choice.
Yeah.
When Tim Dillon was on the podcast, he said, you were a Jones Beach lifeguard. That's like the Navy SEALs of lifeguarding. And I think it was like the nicest.
Did you get teared? Were you like,
I'm not joking. I think it was the nicest thing anyone's ever done. Jesus. No, but for real, it was like, thank you, Tim. And then like I had like a moment. I was like, I just missed that gig so much. It was like the best job I've ever had.
I know. You did love it. You were so dedicated to it that when we were working in the city, you would go home every weekend to go lifeguard after working 5 days a week.
Yeah. For my first summer after college, I worked 7 days a week for the entire summer.
Yeah.
I didn't have one day off.
Right. Like I was still living in Westchester.
My job ended actually at the PA gig I had at VH1 ended at like in mid-August, and in mid-August literally I was able to work the last 10 straight days because the summer was ending and I, you have to, you know, can only work 10 days or whatever. And I need, so I worked literally from, I graduated college and so I had weekends off until Memorial Day. And then from Memorial Day until Labor Day, I worked 7 days a week.
Yeah. And then you had like the biggest DVD collection ever because of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you bought DVDs all the time.
All the time. Rather than renting.
And I bartended.
Yeah. And you bartended.
Well, no, I didn't bartend once I moved to the city. Once I started working. I
think it used to be so much better. What happened? You got burned out.
Well, now I found out how much money you can make being an actor. And I'm like, I'll just sit around and wait for something to come out. But yeah, I worked my first summer after college. I worked every single day for the straight summer. And I mean, again, the weekends were 2 10-hour days at the beach. So like, how bad is that? But we were dating and you were living at your mom's.
So I would drive out every weekend.
Like every other weekend you would come see me. And then I wouldn't ever go see you.
No. No. A couple times.
Well, no, not that summer.
Oh. And then you would bring pizza when you would come because everything comes back to food with me.
Everything goes back to food.
Everything goes back to food. That buffalo chicken pizza. So good.
Buff chicken pizza is the fucking bomb. From Gino's on Jerusalem, baby. Although Pizzelli's buff chicken, we learned last time, is banging with the cornmeal crust.
No.
It's not the same.
Not the same. It was good, but it was not the same.
Yeah. It was a nice change of pace.
It was.
I'll say. Yeah. So if you live in the Long Island area, hit up Gino's.
Why isn't Gino sponsoring this?
Gino should be. My hero should sponsor this fucking podcast.
What are they doing? We're going to go pitch them when we go home.
I'm going to go home, go to My Hero. I'll be like, My Hero, you closed on Sunday. You're a deli that's closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
So clearly you hate making money. So there's no way you're going
to
sponsor.
They don't need to worry about making money. I mean, that's how that's much how they're good rolling their sandwiches in it.
Yeah. Their sandwiches are so good that they could be closed on Sundays. And
we're going to put together a sweet pitch deck. We're going to go to town on them.
We're going to get $80 a year from My Hero. I just want the honor of... although Finn's Deli in Massapequa, I should give a shout out to as well. That's DiDomenico's Deli.
Oh, cool.
He says if I bring an autographed High and Mighty shirt, then he'll name a sandwich off me after me.
Oh, why haven't you done that yet?
Because I haven't been back to Long Island since we made this deal.
Oh, we have to do that.
We have to go get a sandwich, the Gabris at DiDomenico's.
What would be the Gabris? I think I would know, but I feel like
I would have to pick something. That maybe he already has.
Well, I think it would be chicken cutlet with bacon, lettuce, no tomato, American cheese, mayonnaise.
Yep. That's exactly what you would do. I would want the Gabris to be chicken cutlet, bacon, cheese, lettuce, mayo, no tomato.
No tomato.
Yeah. You weren't allowed to put tomatoes on the Gabris no matter what. Because I don't think tomatoes should be on sandwiches.
Oh, you're like a fancy restaurant. You can't modify anything.
Like when that fucking diner wouldn't put a banana in the kid's milkshake who had like his mouth wired shut.
Yeah.
Awful. He had like Brooklyn. A broken jaw. He had his like mouth wired shut. He's like, can you put a banana in it? And they're like, sorry, we can't do any substitutions. It's like, I just need nutrients. Can you put a banana in the fucking milkshake?
Awful. Monsters.
They had bananas and they had milkshakes and they wouldn't do it. His jaw was wired shut. He came to the restaurant. Fucking hipster bullshit. I mean, I'm fine with it though. Don't go. Stay home when you're
that place?
Diner.
That was where Khalees.
That was Relish, actually.
Oh, it was Relish.
That's where Milkshake was filmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Diner was the other place, the little boxcar down on South 6th.
Amazing Monkfish.
Amazing Monkfish. It's the shit you remember. So you don't remember any conversation. Nothing. You remember I lived in that neighborhood for 1 year. 10-12 years ago, and you're like, the Monkfish with chorizo from a restaurant that we don't even know if it's open anymore. It was the best.
The best.
Okay. Speaking of which, now we're talking about food. Now we have to eat.
We have to go eat,
so
right?
Let's wrap this. Because the listeners should know that it's 10:45 and we haven't had dinner yet. Oh, boy.
This is why we can't lose weight.
Right. This is why. Not because we've been drinking and smoking weed.
Everything else that we do that's horrible to our bodies.
Wait, can you hold the mic?
What I mean.
He stops when the noise. You ever notice that? Whenever you want to hear him snore, if you stop talking, he stops snoring. It's like he knows. Well, now his eye is twitching out, and it's terrifying.
He looks like he's ready for an exercise.
He looks like the Undertaker in WWE when he comes back to life.
Great.
All right, Bugs. This is the plug section. What do you have to plug? This comes out this Thursday. This is the plug section.
Oh, it comes out this Thursday?
Yeah. So is there anything anyone should tune into this weekend that maybe...
I think people should tune into the Starz channel on Sunday night at 9 o'clock to catch episode 102 of American Gods, starring Ian McShane and Ricky Whittle. It is phenomenal. It is based on the Neil Gaiman book from about 15 years ago. It's an adaptation from the minds of Brian Fuller and Michael Green. Do it. 9 o'clock Starz. If you don't have Starz, you can get the Starz app. You can download it. You can watch anything.
Okay. Pump the brakes here.
No, that's it. Check us out on Instagram with all of our food and booze that we'll be consuming. John's Instagram in New Zealand.
Yes. Follow me on Instagram for more. You're plugging my Instagram and American Gods. Thank you, Books.
You're welcome, Ron. I'm so thoughtful.
You're very thoughtful. As always, I'm at John Gabris on Twitter. If people like this, here, hit us up if you would like to do My So-Called Wife, where Tiffany and I review episodes of My So-Called Life.
Yes.
Let me know.
Why hasn't anyone done that yet?
I'm sure it's done. I'm sure there's really? There's like a podcast about every TV show.
Yeah,
ever.
But I think I would know if it was about My So-Called Life.
Yeah, but it might not be good.
Oh.
It might be a couple of shitheads in fucking Arkansas. Mm. Or a couple of shitheads in New York City, or a couple shitheads in Montreal. There's shitheads everywhere, yeah. There's two shitheads right here. Buy yourself a t-shirt at gabris.com/shirts. I don't really have any upcoming plugs except for this is coming out. What? No, I can't talk about that. I can't ever talk about that. It's a huge gig.
Okay.
Thanks for trying to remind me of a plug. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Always working.
Tiffany, always directing, always giving notes. Guys, if you think you hate if you're working the business, you think it sucks when an executive give you notes, wait till your wife starts giving you notes.
I'm like, let me see that acting reel.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, folks, I can't do this right now. You're like, this is what I do. I cut trailers. Let me take a look. I was like, get out of here. Go. I'm in deep shit now.
No, but thank you so much for having me. I know it was
your idea.
Hoisted upon it. I'm forcing you. Have a gun to your head right now.
You know, it was. I'm so glad you did it. I did not want it to happen at all, but I ended up in really enjoying this.
You're okay?
Yeah, and it was very convenient. I was going to have to talk to you for an hour tonight anyway. Yeah. Might as well record it and try to get other people to listen to it.
And just go to bed right now.
I can't. I'm starving. And I want to smoke the back half of that blunt.
Okay. I've another tequila.
I've been thinking about that clip set since we started. No, I'm just kidding. Tooie! We're just gonna end this podcast with a bunch of out of context inside jokes. You know what? Tweet at me with your significant others, one of yours and your significant others inside jokes. Let's let them into one of our inside jokes. What's one of our inside jokes? Let's end it on one of our inside jokes. You can't think of any.
No, I mean, we sing so much. I don't think half the time we're even speaking to each other in the house. We're just no.
What are some Arthur related jokes?
Oh,
there's
my God.
There's mother.
Mother. Because he's a little creep who has horrible separation anxiety.
So he just stares at Tiffany when we're doing
anything. Secretly or not secretly love it.
Yeah, you secretly
love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's not, you definitely love it and it's not a secret. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. When I'm needy, it's disgusting. When Arthur's needy, you love it.
Yeah. Well, it's not an inside joke, but we passively, aggressively, more so me, talk to the dog about the other person.
Yeah.
That's maybe my thing. I'm coming across like as a horrible person, I think, on this. I think you're
mission accomplished.
Come out golden.
Mission accomplished.
This was so good for your image. You're welcome.
You just turned you coming across poorly into saying you're welcome. That's some Tiffany fucking verbal judo right there. I'm going to come across as awful. You better thank me. I'm being awful for your benefit. What are some other inside jokes we have, Bugs?
Tui's a recent one.
Tui's a recent one. A mutual friend named David Tui that we just say his name while you go to Cowabunga signals. Like poorly improvised phones. Artie is fucking...
He's ripping him over here.
Let's wrap this up. You have
right,
no
guys,
more answers.
Good night, everybody. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye, shitheads.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.